On 11th of December 2016, the Catholic Church of Laos welcomed its first group of blessed. More than 1,000 Catholics witnessed the beatification ceremony of the 17 martyrs of Laos, presided over by Filipino Cardinal Orlando Quevedo in the Sacred Heart Cathedral of the Laotian capital Vientiane. The group of 17 martyrs, known as Joseph Tien and his 16 companions, met their end in the last century in the hands of communist Pathet Lao forces. A miracle is now needed to clear them for canonization or sainthood. Since the December 11th beatification ceremony, Laotian Catholic communities as well as religious congregations around the world associated with the martyrs have been celebrating Thanksgiving masses. German Oblate of Mary Immaculate Priest, Father Thomas Klosterkamp, is the postulator or promoter of the sainthood cause of the 17 martyrs of Laos. He was not present for the beatification in Vientiane, but came to know a lot about it from those who attended the ceremony. Today, in the first of a two-part interview, Father Klosterkamp begins by telling us about the beatification in Vientiane.
We were, first of all, quite occupied if and how it will take place. And we have to say it went very well. And all our fears and preoccupations we had were in fact useless. You know that the situation for the church in Laos is not easy. But I said already it might be a first sign that the martyrs of Laos even worked on that from heaven to have a good celebration there. So the celebrations were limited from the participants, and we had to agree on many requirements the government made. One of the requirements was that there will be no papal representative, that foreigners will not enter the country for that celebration. But then, bit by bit, we got to all the points who had been important from the church side. So only some days before, Cardinal Quevedo, who was going to preside the Mass, was
from
the Philippines, who could enter the country, was made by the government the papal representative. Then even the people could come from all the regions, from Laos, even representatives from all ethnical groups were there, which is very important to the people at the place. So the reactions from the people who have been there are all very positive. So here from Italy, there were some Italian fathers there as tourists. They went there. One of them is an old missionary to Laos, and his heart was overjoyed by coming back after many years to the old country of his work, where at one stage he had been expelled. Our general, the general of the Missionnaire Étranger de Paris, and the general of the Voluntas Dei Fathers, and they could be present. And many bishops from Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam have attended the celebration.
So it was more inclusive?
It was more inclusive compared to other beatifications and canonizations with 3,000 people, a very small group, very familiar, I think, from the character of the celebration, and obviously very touchy. The cardinal told me even at the end, an official from the government stood up and was very moved by the celebration and by the attitude. We addressed the whole issue of having martyrs. Some of them have been killed by the forces who are in power until today, that the government expressed his wish to continue a good relationship with the church. So I think even here you see that a beatification is not only a question of faith, a question of church matters, it is really a gift given by heaven to the people of Laos in that case.
So the hearts are changing.
Yes.
By the way, is this the first group of martyrs or saints, rather, from Laos?
It is the first time ever that native people from Laos are getting beatified.
Could you explain the composition of this group, Father? There are various nationalities and various congregations.
We can distinguish at least three groups. The first group will be the native people. There's the proto-martyr Joseph Tau Tien, a secular priest from Laos itself, who was killed in 1954. And then we have Paul Choi, who was a catechist, who is the first Hmong beatified in church history. Then we have Joseph Oteni, even a young man, and Thomas Intirat, who was only 16 years old.
Teenager.
Yes, and there you get a bit an impression what means martyrdom even today. Huh? I was very impressed by that story because he was asked in the morning, who is going to accompany on his way the missionary to find his way? So he was the guide of the missionary. And even when it came to the point, he would say, I don't leave Father alone. I think that is an attitude for martyrdom today in ordinary life. Huh? Accompany people in their faith and don't leave them alone. Huh? I think that's a big value. Then we have two others, Luke C. and my son in Pen. Even those have been lay people and catechists. The second group are the Missionnaires Étrangers de Paris. In fact, it is their mission territory for a long time, as they have been founded as a missionary group for the territory of so-called Indochina by that time.
They are the pioneers.
They are the pioneers there. And there we have Father Malo, Father Dubrou, Father Tenno, Father Denis, and Father Galin. All the five people have been killed in different events and in different times between 1954 and 1968. And in fact, we have the third group, the Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate, with young Father Borzaga from Italy, and then the four fathers from France, Father Leroy, Father Coquelette, Father Lonoret, and Father Vautier, and Father Boissel. Father Vautier is the only one who has not been killed out of political reasons. He opposed the distribution of food to the refugees because some ethnic groups have been favored by the government and others not. So he is a real martyr of charity.
So they have all been martyred in the 20th century.
Yes.
The first half of 20th century.
Yes. In fact, between 1954 and 1970.
What was the political situation then that made... came to this point?
The political situation in Laos was very, very difficult. You have to see that Laos was a country continuously under pressure from colonization with France, then from civil war with Vietnam, and even the Vietnam War who was involved. In fact, more territory from Laos had been bombed than from Vietnam by the American forces. So it is in all a situation of suffering of the people at the place. And all the missionaries were busy to handle the situation of refugees. We have Father Vautier, for example, who moved three times with his whole village. So here you see that situation of suffering of a people, and then you have the Laotian people today all over the world as refugees or as people who have newly settled in other countries. It is coming here together with the situation of the martyrs.
Tell us something about the cause of beatification and canonization. And when did it begin, actually?
It began in 2006.
Because in Asia, we have very few saints. So there must have been a great push to get these saints.
Yeah, I think in Asia today you have more causes than you might think. But we have to say, with the pontificate of today, Saint John Paul II, the whole number of beatifications and canonizations increased because Pope John Paul II was convinced that the faith of today needs examples. And we have many beatifications and canonizations in that pontificate. And then many groups, even religious groups and dioceses, got awake and said that would be a possibility for us because we have these examples here among us.
When did the cause of these 17 martyrs begin, actually?
And they began in 2006. And it was quite difficult to get witnesses for the cause. You see, in political situation, witnesses don't like to speak about a bad experience they have had in the past. Another problem, the most witnesses we had to ask were children by that time. So what is their memory? What is the truth in their witness? Even these questions had to be asked. Then the diocesan inquiry was done quite well, and the course came here to Rome and was handled quite quickly, as the Congregation for the Causes of Saints is very keen to promote courses from the young churches.
That was the first of a two-part interview with German Oblate of Mary Immaculate Priest Father Thomas Klosterkamp, the postulator of the cause of the 17 martyrs of Laos, who were declared blessed on December the 11th, 2016. We shall bring you the final part of this interview the same time next week. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.